Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva that we say after Ma'ariv Friday night. Chazal will masak in this bracha in order to extend the davening for the latecomers of Kamaron and leave them alone in shul. It's out in the field. They have to walk back to themselves. Therefore, we extend the davening by saying a bracha of Ma'ein Sheva. But the Mechaber paskins in Sif Yod that you don't say bracha Ma'ein Sheva in the bayis of a chosin or the bayis of a ovel, which Mishmur explains it means when you daven in a house with a minion, but it's not a minion kavua, it's only leprakim, you don't say the bracha Ma'ein Sheva because there's no reason for the takana in such a case because it's just a house inside the city and it's temporary and therefore there was no takana of bracha Ma'ein Sheva in such a case. But the Mishmur says if there's a kavias of a few days in a shul, and the Sefer Torah there, Kamoi, be a Reedim, he says, like by the fear, he's going to a certain city for a fear, and they had a minion there for a week, and they had a Sefer Torah there. There is Daimata Basic Knesset Kavua, and you have the Takana, which is that we say by a minion Kavua, we say the Bracha Ma'ein Sheva. So it comes up from Mishnah Berurah, you need two things. First of all, you need a minion Kavua, which means it's a permanent minion. And number two is, it has to have a Sefer Torah. Lamaisa, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva, Paskins, that you don't need a Sefer Torah. As long as it's a minion Kavua, that is enough of a reason to say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva, because that's considered a regular minyan. And therefore he says, for example, if you have a minyan mincha ma'ariv every day in a certain place without a Sefer Torah, if you daven there Friday night, you would say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva. And he says even more, even if it's only a Friday night minyan, for example, he gives, or Moshe gives, that if it's an abayis zaki, an older person who can't walk, they make a minyan in his house every Friday night, since it's a minyan kavu every Friday night, even without a Sefer Torah, you'll say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva. That's the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But if it's not a minyan kavua, for example, Bali Simcha, they're making in a hall a Sheva bracha, sa'ayfruf, and they daven Friday night in the hall. There, you definitely do not say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva because it doesn't have a Sefer Torah it's not a minyan kavua. It has nothing, and therefore you don't say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva. The same thing would be if you have a minyan in different houses every Friday night, different house, not a minyan kavua, it's not a permanent minyan, you would not say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva. I actually saw in the tshuvas over COVID, the shaila was that the outside, the backyard miram should say Ma'ein Sheva. On one hand, this is like a minyan kavua because of davening, but the other hand, Chaim Kieski Tainid, you hope to be back in the shul next week, so it's not called a minyan kavua. Baruch Hashem is not negated that shaila anymore, but that was a shaila even then if you say Ma'ein Sheva. Now, the halacha is that if you daven in the shul, even though you're not davening in the main base marriage, for example, you're davening in the Eretz Noshim or in one of the side rooms, the halacha is you do say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva because all the rooms are bottled to the Iker Beis HaKnesses. The shaila that comes up that I saw a little machlekes about is if you have a hall that has a separate room that's always used for the minyan. It's not the same minyan every week. Whoever's making the simcha there makes a minyan there. So I saw from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says he cannot say bracha Ma'ein Sheva. It's not called a minyan kavua. I guess the reason is because it's a different crowd every week. How can it be called a permanent minyan? Mashenkin, I saw in other svarim that if they have a sefer Torah in that shul, it's considered a beis haknesses, and you could say the bracha of Ma'ein Sheva in such a case if it happens to someone that should ask a shaila. The last thing I want to talk about is what happens if you're davening somewhere and the halacha is you don't say Baruch Ma'ein Sheva. But the chazan started Baruch Ma'ein Sheva. He said Baruch to Hashem. So what you do? Should you stop him or let him finish? So I saw brought down the svarim. They say you should stop him because you're continuing the bracha is more of a bracha of Atalik. You end off with a Baruch to Hashem and Kaddish Shabbos. So therefore you should stop him, let him say Baruch Shem for him, but you should not continue the bracha because it's a shaila of a bracha of Atalik.